You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Narendra Modi government has put its plan to implement the so-called Fresh Start process for indebted poor people under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code on the back burner. Given the complexity of operationalization such a framework at this juncture, sources told the Financial Express. Instead, the government will first focus on further bolstering the IBC architecture to yield quick resolution of toxic assets while preventing unscrupulous elements from gaming the system and launching the cross-border corporate insolvency framework, said the sources. The IBC already has provisions for the Fresh Start process for individual insolvency. It provides for debt waiver up to Rs. 35,000 to the poor who don't own houses, earn up to Rs. 60,000 a year, and have assets up to Rs. 20,000 each. However, since it marks a drastic change in the way insolvency resolution typically takes place, the IBC needs to be amended first to enable the operationalization of the Fresh Start scheme. Moving on to the latest World Bank report, extreme poverty in India dropped to 10.2% in the pre-COVID year of 2019, from as much as 22.5% in 2011, and the pace of reduction in rural India has been more dramatic than in urban areas, according to a World Bank working paper. The poverty level in rural and urban areas declined by 14.7 and 7.9 percentage points, respectively, during the 2011-2019 period, while it eased to 11.6% in rural areas in 2019, the urban poverty level stood at 6.3%. Extreme poverty has been measured in terms of the number of people living on less than $1.90 a day, which roughly means Rs. 145. Interestingly, urban poverty inched up by 2 percentage points in the demonetization year of 2016, and rural poverty rose by 10 basis points in 2019, which coincides with an economic slowdown before the COVID spread its tentacles, the paper showed. Now, here's how changes in cash withdrawals will impact debit card usage. The Reserve Bank of India's push to enable unified payments interface-backed cash withdrawals from ATMs is likely to cause a severe dent in the usage of debit cards, according to payment industry executives. Already a preferred mode of payments at storefronts and for small-value online transactions, UPI is now set to eat into the debit card's last remaining bastion of cash withdrawals. At Rs. 1.63 trillion, the value of merchant UPI transactions in February 2022 was well above the value of debit and credit card transactions at point-of-sale terminals, which was Rs. 1.43 trillion. According to a recent report by HDFC Securities, UPI accounts for nearly three-fourths of all transaction volumes below Rs. 500. Harish Prasad, head of banking, FIS, said that banks' issuance of debit cards had seen significant growth over the last 5 to 7 years. This may now start to flatten out. Over to the latest on the IPO-bound LIC. The government has amended rules of the Foreign Exchange Management Act, paving the way for up to 20% foreign direct investment in the insurance behemoth LIC. The government is planning to dilute its stake in LIC through the initial public offering. LIC in February had filed the draft red herring prospectus before the market regulator SEBI for the IPO. Last month, SEBI gave approval to the draft papers and the insurer is in the process of filing a request for proposal with changes. Following the cabinet approval, the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade on March 14th had amended the foreign direct investment policy to facilitate overseas investment in LIC ahead of the mega public offer. Moving on to proposed changes in the GST slabs. With most states on board to raise revenue so that they do not have to depend on Centre for Compensation, the GST Council at its meeting next month is likely to consider a proposal to do away with 5% slab by moving some goods of mass consumption to 3% and the remaining to 8% categories, a PTI report said. Currently, GST is a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. Besides, gold and gold jewelry attract 3% tax. And finally, here's your today's trading guide. Domestic stock markets returned to trade today after a four-day gap. S&P BSE Sensex had closed the previous week at 58,338 points, down 1.95% during the holiday-shortened week, while NSE Nifty 50 had closed 1.8% lower at 17,475 points. Ahead of this week's trading session, global cues were not supportive as Wall Street closed with losses last week and Asian stock markets were in the red during the early hours of trade on Monday. SGX Nifty was down in red, suggesting a flat to a negative start to the day's trade. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.